Hello and welcome to the Destination Sailing Channel on Yachting International Radio.
I'm Carla.
And I'm Simon.
And we are from the YouTube sailing channel Sailing Ocean Fox.
Over the past 3 years, we have sailed over 25,000 miles on our catamaran, through the Mediterranean, across the Atlantic and the Caribbean.
In this series, we will be looking at some of our favorite islands, towns and remote caves we have visited during our adventure.
This will give you a fresh insight on your next destination, what to expect on arrival, places to stay, things to do, and how to find those all-important provisions, from propane to bananas.
So let's start with this week's location, Mykonos, and the nearby island of Delos.
Yeah, we first visited Mykonos in 2018, and Mykonos lies around 100 nautical miles southwest of Athens, almost in the centre of Cyclades, central group of islands belonging to Greece in the Aegean Sea.
Yeah.
And it is all rather beautiful, isn't it?
It is beautiful, absolutely wonderful.
Yeah. So the ideal time to go will be during the summer months.
Yes, the Meltemi there blows in the summer, in July to September, and it's a very, very strong wind that comes by the mountains.
It comes down from the north and from the Baltics and from sort of northern Turkey, and it swoops down through the centre of the Greece, through the Cyclades. And to be quite honest, it's absolutely blowing bullets in the summer.
They can blow between 5 and 7 knots.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about 40 knots. And if you're on the back of an island where you get a sort of venturi effect where the wind passes around or over the island, you can be anything over that. And quite honestly, you can have 50 knots of wind and seas to go with it. It really does get quite lumpy and horrible. So you do need to be careful. Is the Mediterranean isn't as calm and beautiful and placid it looks in some of the photographs. We had quite a few little experiences, shall we say, there. But we weren't really that experienced at the time.
No. Yeah. So when we arrived in Mykonos, we went to the marina, the only marina they have in town. Yeah. It's not a very sheltered marina, was it?
No, I mean, the Meltemi blows through that marina like you've never known anything like it at times. And you have to moor stern to, unless you're very lucky and get on one of the sidewalls. And you've got to use your anchor, they don't have slimy lines.
Yeah, and your first welcome is the harbour master, which is not very, very good person to welcome you to some.
It says in the pilot book that you should radio him before arrival. He doesn't tend to be very local, actually, and he only has a handheld VHF radio, and he goes off on his motorbike. So the chances are you won't actually get hold of him anyway. My advice would be to tell him you're coming before. Because he does get a little bit lively and starts shouting at you
And then he just says he doesn't have a place in the marina and that he has a regatta coming. But that regatta never comes.
No, the regatta never comes. Trust
and the marina is always empty.
It's always empty. So just be warned, he does warm up to you in the end, doesn't he?
Yes.
It takes a little bit of work. Yeah, he does. And then actually he's really nice and really helpful.
Yes, it is. The marina is very, very cheap. For our boat with a 40-foot catamaran, which is we normally pay a lot of money, it's 10 euros a night.
Yeah.
That doesn't include water or electricity.
No, they have a funny thing with a card that you put a deposit down on a card, like 20 euros on the card, and then you put the card in the post where the electricity is, and then it sort of clocks it up.
Yes.
But you could actually push the wrong button if you're not careful and clock it up on somebody else's. And that's actually really easy to do.
You never know how much you have there.
No, it's a funny system, but it does work. The marina is also very dusty and
dirty. Very dusty, and because of the place is very windy, so your boat is going to be turned into yellow.
Yeah, for sure. It will do. Now, you can't any longer anchor or moor in the actual harbour in Mykonos town.
No, but you can anchor in the bay.
In the bay. But quite honestly, if the Meltemi is blowing, you wouldn't want to because you'll be on a lee shore there. So if there's no wind, then you'd be fine anchoring in the bay between the cruise ships. You get an awful lot of cruise ships in there. Yeah. So the main marina is hidden behind the breakwater, which has the cruise ship terminal, basically.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yes.
And you've got about 3 meters draft in the marina, so it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get most boats in there.
Yeah. So if you stay in the marina, you can go, you can easily walk to town, or you can take a water bus.
You can take a water taxi.
Fun.
Yeah, the bus goes from the cruise ship port.
Yes.
And that goes to the main port of the old town.
Yes.
Which is all rather nice. And Carla, tell us a little bit about the town itself.
The town, so they have this Petros, which was a great white pelican, and it was an official mascot of the Greek island of Mykonos. So the story is that in 1958, a wounded pelican was found off the coast of Mykonos by a local fisherman. The pelican was nursed to health and remained on the island, supported by locals. It soon adopted the name Petros as a joke among locals. Petro in Greek means rock or stone, but metaphorically is old and grumpy, because he really looks old and grumpy. Petro was hit and killed by a car in December 1985. But soon the island adopted another three pelicans that stayed there.
Basically, every couple of years they have a new one. And they typical Greek scar, they kind of flog it to the thing and say, oh, he's been here since 1950-something.
Well, they last long time.
But it is, he is worth going. Is it he or is she?
I don't know.
I don't know. Whether they
the first one was a he.
The first one was he, yeah.
But I don't know now. We saw one.
We did see one, yeah. He wasn't there all the time.
No.
And
They are free, so they have their own, you know.
Yeah, they're free to go.
Yeah. So they don't stay in the cage or anything like that.
They're free birds. And so the Greeks don't actually charge you for visiting it?
No.
Because the Greeks do like to charge you for most things. Come on, Ed, what else do we know about the town?
The windmills.
Yeah, absolutely stunning. Mykonos has 16 windmills, all in a sort of line, which is absolutely beautiful. Something called Landmark Hill. Most of them were built, apparently, by the Venetians in the 16th century. I'm sure they've been restored a few times instead. Also, construction continued into the earliest 20th century. These were primarily used to grind wheat.
Yes.
Now, Mykonos is a very upmarket island for Greece, isn't it?
Yes.
It is really where all the super yachts and the rich go in the Greek islands.
Yes.
I think probably here and Symi is another upmarket
another spot,
island.
Yes, yes.
So don't think the prices are going to be your typical half litre of red wine for tall euros.
No,
it's not going to be like that whatsoever.
We paid for two glasses of sangria, not white sangria, €17.
€17, so that was like two nights in the marina.
Yeah. It's extremely expensive to eat out, yes.
Yeah, but it is a very beautiful village. It's got very narrow streets and lots of beautiful cobbled stones on the floor, and beautiful shops selling beautiful things. And there's an area there called, Little Venice, which is rather beautiful houses, isn't it?
Yes. It's most people recognize the resemblance to the Italian city in the colorful two-story Venetian-style buildings with wooden balconies. And the reason for them is the fact that Mykonos was once one of the main stops of the trade route between Venice and Asia.
So as you see, the Venetians. Obviously built this up and made it into what you find. And what you do find when you travel through Greece is that the architecture does change quite dramatically.
Yes.
It's not the same throughout with different parts of history and things
Which makes
that.
It beautiful, yes. So in fact, in the 13th century, Mykonos was under Venetian rule. These buildings now house trendy bars and restaurants, and they are beautiful.
And they're right on the waterfront.
Yes, they look like they're going to fall
anytime. Yeah,
anytime.
They do almost, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so the terraces around them are favourite sunset spots in the classic romantic Mykonos experience.
There's one thing I thought was a shame, is you couldn't actually take your dinghy and go into that little spot.
No, you couldn't.
This sort of area of the town is probably around about 150 metres long. With all these terraces and things, and it does look like it should be a little harbour, and they should have little pontoons down there so you could bring your dinghy in.
Yeah,
you know, that would all be rather nice, but unfortunately they don't really have that facility, so you'd have to take the dinghy if you
were. But it's probably because it's too old and they don't want to
mess up with what's dead now.
So apart, when you leave Mykonos, you can visit this little island of Delos.
Now, Delos is actually very famous because it has the ruins of Apollo. Which is a Greek god. So I was actually the one who went to the the archaeological site. Is that the right word? The archaeological site. None of you and the girls didn't actually fancy going, but it's absolutely stunning. So it's around about half an hour sail from Mykonos across, and you actually go into between another island and Delos, and you can anchor there during the day. You do actually have to be really careful because when the Martemi is blowing, you know you can't see the water and how deep it is quite so clearly, and there's a lot of rocks and reefs around that area, so you really do have to be quite careful. But you can anchor there in the day in about 3 meters of water. You're not allowed to anchor overnight, and then you can take your tender to the ticket office and buy a ticket to go around the ancient Greek city, which I have to say is absolutely stunning. It is probably one of the best sites I've come across. It's got to be on the same level as Pompeii or something like that. And it really is worth a visit if you want to go there.
Another place we stopped by was Ornos, which was a beach with a beautiful anchorage that it's perfect for swimming, paddleboarding, anything you want.
So along the south coast of Mykonos, there's about four or five beaches or bays that you can go to and anchor off in good water on sand. And they are absolutely stunning. They're absolutely beautiful. And this one in particular.
This one in particular is beautiful, lovely restaurants, everything. And if you are lucky and arrive there first thing in the morning, you have space for three or four boats.
Yeah, there was a little harbour, wasn't there? Little quay. And I think I found one thing I found in Greece is that there's a lot of small quays, a lot of harbours and things like that, and you really just got to be a little bit go for it, haven't you? And actually go there, stick your anchor out, drag it, go in backwards, tie yourself up, stern to. And normally the locals really don't mind.
And if
they've got a ferry coming in or some big fishing boats or something like that coming in, they normally just come along and say, "Can we help you move?" Or, "I'm sorry, guys, you've got to leave." So, don't be too afraid to go into these places and take advantage of them, because you pay a fee to sail in Greek waters. And why not use it?
Yes, and they just doubled that fee last year.
Yeah.
So you have to pay another annual fee on the top of the one before. So it's a bit expensive to sail Greece, but as normally the cruisers don't stay there just for one season. They stay there for more, so it's well worth it.
There are a lot of cheap places in Greece.
Yes.
I mean, this is Mykonos, which is one of the most expensive. Yes. And also we found quite a few abandoned marinas.
Yes.
So they're marinas that should have been built by the Greek government, probably through EU funding, but haven't actually ever been taken up or managed. And these marinas are free. You just go in and help yourself. But you're unlikely to find electricity. You might find some water if you're lucky.
Yeah,
but we did find quite a few of those, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. We did.
Going back to Mykonos, it's a great island for international flights.
Yes.
The airport's around about 3 or 4 miles from the harbour. And so you can walk or you can get a taxi. There's
a hard walk because we did it. It's up on the hill.
Yeah.
It was 1 hour going up the hill, wasn't it? Something like that. You can do it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Also, you can hire a car very easily. There's mopeds, motorcycles, you name it, pretty well. You can hire it in Mykonos. As for provisioning, they've got very good supermarkets there.
Yes, they do. Yeah. You can actually get your dinghy into one of the bays and just across the road and go to the supermarket.
It's
quite easy. Supermarkets can be cheap, so you can choose.
They can be pretty cheap, really, in Mykonos. And propane is available at the marina. And also there's fuel available there, and obviously water if you don't have a water maker.
Yes.
All in all, we absolutely loved Mykonos, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Absolutely. We had an absolute wonderful time there.
Yeah.
I would highly recommend that you stick it on your bucket list. And if you could make your way around to the islands on the south, to the bays on the south of the island, they really are very sheltered when the Martemi is blowing. So the further you can tuck your way in there, the better.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you very much for listening to our channel on International Yacht Radio.
Yeah. Just a reminder that you can see our adventure on YouTube at Sailing Ocean Fox.
Yes, they are episodes 8, 9, 10 and 11 back in our series. We've probably got over 150 programmes on YouTube, and we'll stick a link below.
Next week we will be off the islands of Antigua and Barbuda. Be sure to follow.
This is Simon and Carla from Sailing Ocean Fox on International Yacht Radio.
Until next week, fair winds wherever you are sailing.
Bye.
Bye.